Hi everyone, I am Dr. Jaya Mohan, a psychologist delivering comprehensive support to people struggling with behavioral and emotional challenges. The lockdown has eased out and we are all trying to get back to the grind. As we open our eyes to the new world around us and get used to the new normal, inspiring stories of how to handle life have started to emerge. And Chasing Sunshine is so much about bringing these stories to all of you. Today I have with me Ms. Shabnam Siddiqui, working with United Nations Global Compact Program, to share her story of how she is holding on through this pandemic. Hi Shabnam, thank you so much for joining on my podcast today. Life has completely transformed for all of us, and every day of our lives is a new challenge. I'm sure, like most people, you must be managing both work and home, with the usual support system gone. Managing time has become a bit of a challenge for so many of us now.
Hi Jaya, thank you so much for having me on your podcast. It's indeed a refreshing change from the other stories of the pandemic and its effect that we keep hearing. Indeed, these times have taught us a lot of new things. And the kind of growing and learning that we all are doing has been unprecedented. It's just that in these times, the time itself is not a challenge because we have enough of it. We are mostly at home toiling away in multiple things. But how do we manage time optimally and get things done at the end of the day is something that we need to focus on, because for example, with me, it happens that many a times the day has ended and I have not accomplished a lot of the things that I had started out to do at the beginning of the day, and you just wonder where the day has gone by. So it's a new routine, it's a different routine that we all need to learn to make most.
You're right, Shabnam. We don't know how the days are passing by. It's the new routine we all need to get used to. There are so many drills in place now, like regularly sanitizing ourselves, maintaining social distance, the list is long. Can you also tell us something about your work?
I work with the United Nations Global Compact. We are the UN initiative for businesses, with our businesses operating in more than 160 countries in the world. The Global Compact Network India is the first network that was established with full legal rights. Essentially, what we do is it's a platform for multiple stakeholders like businesses, civil society, academia, small and medium enterprises to come together to work around four issue areas: human rights, environment, labor, and anti-corruption. So we have these 10 principles in which our member companies, our member stakeholders do work year on year and report on a communication and progress. The idea being that to work on these four issue areas is not an end goal itself, but there has to be constant, continuous action. There's a lot of challenges that stakeholders have en route, but how can peer learning and peer support work to help us rise through the situation together? Recently, in 2015, the United Nations also came out with the Sustainable Development Goals, 17 goals that cover like different facets of each of our lives throughout the world. So what do we do? How do we do it? How do we work together in collective action is what is the kind of work that I'm engaged with.
So there's work from home and the challenge of holding everything together. What are the things that keep you going?
I think for me, I believe in a lot of gratitude. So just the very fact that you get up each day with all your body parts functional, that I have roof over my head, ground under my feet, food in the house, comparatively fresh air, thankfully good weather even in the midst of May. So looking around me, I see a lot of things that I need to be thankful for, and that in itself keeps me going. What I try to do is also, instead of seeing what I cannot do, so like many a times if I feel that I am cooped up and I cannot go out, I would end up feeling frustrated. Just to acknowledge that I don't have to go out and don't have to struggle and can be in one place have all the benefits of life is something that really, really keeps me going. And since I realize that I am privileged in many senses, the urge to do something for the less privileged or to make a difference in somebody's life in any which way, small or big, is something that keeps prodding me on and helps me to keep doing the work that I'm doing.
You are right, Shabnam. Doing random acts of kindness within our capacity is the need of the hour. I also feel that this compassion should not only be towards others, but also towards ourselves. For many of us, lockdown has given that much needed pause to reflect on our lives and maybe savor what is around us. How have you been engaging yourself with the environment around you?
You are right, Jaya. This lockdown has indeed given the much needed pause in our lives, because just reflecting on how things were before is that, at least in my case, I had a very hectic life, both in terms of work and travel. And for example, you'd never ever find me home in one place, even on weekends. So I had my weekdays and weekends all planned out in a neck-to-neck fashion, because I was always in a rush to get more things done, more things seen, more things accomplished. And this forced lockdown like that has made me and many others stay inside has been, to start off with, a complete rejuvenation for the body. For example, I know for a fact that before lockdown, I've never slept more than 6 hours a day. It has always been less. I would not be able to tell you exactly what all I've been doing, but I have, there was something or the other to always do. So this has been a big break for the body, and the body is kind of winding down. Similarly, I've learned to, as you mentioned earlier, there is no support staff at home. So learning to do a lot of things ourselves, which we had somehow given up along the way. So for example, I do a lot of, I am a cleanliness freak in general, but now just making sure to clean things yourself just gives you a different kind of a thrill. I have never been a great cook, so learning to cook easy dishes in the beginning and interesting ones later has been a new learning for me. The work profile has continued, just getting used to digital presence, digital connect has been such a blessing, because the common feeling that we are having amongst colleagues is that the sheer act of going to work or the travel from one city to another for maybe a half an hour, 1 hour meeting perhaps was not worth it. A lot of the things could be done online, could be done through even a visual meeting through multiple platforms. So it has helped to rethink work, because most of my work is desk-based. I'm not field staff. So a lot of the work in terms of reading, writing that I've been engaged in or speaking to people, all of it has continued. So not a major dent, except for the fact that most of these meetings, many a times when you're face-to-face, you get to understand and realize situations and things faster. So that might work a bit. But other than that, it has not made much of an impact. What will make an impact after the lockdown gets over is there will be a shortage of all kinds of resources. So we'll have to make do with little which I guess we've already learned in the lockdown, because when only essential services we had access to, we realized that just having essentials at home was enough. So a lot of the eating, a lot of the expenditure that we did was unnecessary, and because of a lot of expenditure that we did, we have been struggling to earn more and more. So how, what is enough, how can we survive in, if survive in enough is something that the lockdown has definitely taught us. Also how to be self-reliant, the Prime Minister has now talked about Atmanirbharta, self-reliance. But beyond the business sense, just how to be self-reliant in your own self is something that the lockdown has definitely taught us.
Doing things on our own has taught us to appreciate simple things in life, and these days have also taught us to be self-reliant. I know you're a wildlife enthusiast, Shabnam. How did the pandemic impact this aspect of your life?
So Jaya, just to give a kind of a background about myself, essentially I am from Bombay and I moved to Delhi for work 9 years ago. And since I moved to Delhi, Delhi is of course much more greener than Bombay, and there's a lot of national parks in and around the city. So I've been getting a chance to get out and visit these parks. And in the last few years since I moved to Delhi, I have developed a fondness for wildlife and have taken up wildlife photography as a hobby, as a passion, and hopefully now it is getting converted to work, in the sense that I'm trying to motivate more and more people to get engaged in and to invest in biodiversity conservation. So that is what I've been engaged with. And it's been very fulfilling, because the kind of hectic pace at work that we have in general, just to step out over the weekends to visit different jungles, to observe animal behavior, to realize day in and day out how much we have to learn from them, has really, really been a blessing. Of course, not to miss the pure environment, the beautiful lifestyle, the freshness of the jungles in general. So I would say, even for all your listeners, that if they have not been to a jungle yet, they should definitely try and see, because animals and the jungle can teach us like no other. However, since the lockdown got imposed, stepping out was a challenge, essentially not done. And thankfully, so one of the biggest blessings of this lockdown for me has been that the place where I stay in Delhi has these three big trees right in front of the house. So even from my balcony, I can see the birds. Initially, in March, when the first lockdown was imposed, it was a time, early spring, where trees were shedding old leaves and new leaves were coming. In my general lifestyle, I would not have noticed. I would have noticed leaves lying on the ground and what a nuisance it was for getting cleared up. But now that I was watching the world and watching the tree from a different perspective, I realized that seasons and cycles have so much more meaning in life. And that if we just pause and if we are only observers in one with nature, there's much more peace in general. And over the last 2 months, I've seen how those very tiny light green leaves came up, how they led to like, you know, these kind of flowering trees, how animals have been respectful, how they forage for food. It's also been a time of a lot of young ones, so there's a lot of birds around, common birds that are there in most localities, but most of them that we don't see because they are so beautifully camouflaged within the trees. But now, because we have the time and because I have my camera in hand, I have managed to take a lot of lovely pictures of common birds and observe their behavior. For the first time ever, I've also learned to distinguish the noises, the sounds of the birds, which I had never known before. More or less all bird noises mingle together. So that has been a great learning. I've been sharing the pictures that I take of the birds on social media, on different platforms. And a lot of people have appreciated these books, not realizing that many of the time we are surrounded with them, but don't give a second glance. So I think one of the biggest things that the lockdown has given to us, a blessing in disguise, has been this entire self-awareness of your own self and of the environment around you. And this has helped me in managing my life much more, because from the notion that we want to believe that we are on top of things and we are in control of everything, to realize that there is somebody else who is in control of this huge nature, the sun that rises every morning, that sets every evening, the seasons that change, the trees, the leaves, the birds, the animals. Just realizing that we are not in control and it is all right, and that the other being, we might call it God, we might call it a supernatural power, whatever, but whoever is in control has managed things so well. We are just a fleck on this earth with a very short time over here, but the world has continued before us and will continue after us. And how each one of us, even if we pass by this life respecting and nurturing this environment, it would be a life well lived, is what I've learned during this phase.
It's so heartening to hear from you, Shabnam, about ways in which you have connected with yourself and the environment around you. I would also like to tell my listeners that you have been kind enough to share your beautiful captures of wildlife on the Instagram handle of the podcast. One silver lining of these times is that the wildlife is getting more space for themselves. Do you think this trend is likely to stay? Or once we get back to normal, nature and wildlife will again take a back seat?
So Jaya, I'm not too sure about the exact answer for this question. But I think I would really, really want that we are more mindful as we come out of the lockdown. Also, but I'm also cognizant of the fact that in terms of work, most of us have lost 2, 3, 4 months of work. So we'll be busy trying to catch up. But I think if the pleasantness of this lockdown can stay with us and we really try to become one with nature, we last longer, because one thing about this current pandemic is, as you read it, is that it has phases, and until we develop a vaccine, it might keep coming back, and unless your immunity is strong, you will not be able to counter it. So the more we are realize that we are definitely not in control, that we need to give up on some of the control that we want to have on nature and be more mindful and respectful and give space for each other to grow, would be good for us in the long run. If we forget these lessons, then we will pay the price as we are paying now.
Lockdown has also given us time to pursue our hobbies or take up new ones. I know so many who have picked up their camera and captured beautiful moments of togetherness in their lives and also life around them. What would be a few words of advice or maybe a few tips for all those enthusiastic photographers?
Yeah, I believe that having a passion in life that is not connected to your work directly is a blessing, really. So irrespective of the kind of passion that you might have, a hobby, whether it is reading or writing or painting or cooking or cleaning, or like even the fantastic creativity that people have been showing on these TikTok apps. For me, photography has been special because I believe images that we capture are memories that last a lifetime. So it's good to have a good camera, but a good camera does not necessarily ensure a good image. Before an image gets captured, it is formed in the image of the photographer. So many a times you might have seen that people with regular mobile cameras or have much better pictures of much better frames than perhaps the most costly camera. So I think my advice or my suggestion to my fellow photographers, your listeners, would be that don't bother so much about what kind of equipment or what kind of camera that you have. Think more on the creativity that you want to bring to your pictures. Think the story that you want to narrate. Who is your audience? Why are you taking the picture? What is the kind of response that you are expecting? And you'll realize that every picture tells a story, and the storyteller in you should get more space than the equipment. These are great times to be observant. So whatever you observe, take a picture of. And you never know when you revisit these same memories 10 years down the line or 15 years down the line, you'll be amazed at you what you all went through. Because for sure, at the moment, we are living a part of history, a history that would be narrated for centuries to follow. So what are the kind of mark that we will leave in this historical time set is something that we can figure. It could be as light as taking a picture of a butterfly, of a flower, of a leaf, of a tree, of a sky, or even an empty space. But what story you want to convey and what message you want your picture to take is more important. So photography is all about storytelling, and I wish everybody tells their own stories, because we really need people's stories, we really need citizen stories to let us know of how this entire generation across the world came out of this pandemic with flying colors. So I hope everybody is happy, healthy, safe, and this is just a storm that passes. There's no storm that has lasted forever. So this too shall pass, and I hope that when we come out on the other side, we come up with stories that has made us more humble, has made us more grateful, and has made us more loving, and made us realize who the people who really mean a lot in our lives are. And that is what our story should be all about. Thank you.
These are wonderful tips, Shabnam, and I am sure the listeners will make full use of them. You have beautifully translated for us a simple mantra of life. Anything done out of passion is most likely to transform into something beautiful. And more importantly, grit, compassion, gratitude, and finding meaningful ways to engage with ourselves and with the environment around us are things that give us the much needed strength to move forward in these times. Thank you once again for sharing your story with my listeners and inspiring them.
Keep chasing sunshine. That is the best and surest way to come out of any darkness.
You may give your feedback on the Instagram page of the podcast, which is chasingsunshine_podcast, or DM me, and follow it for an update on more episodes. Stay positive and stay happy.